In Washington, a U.S. District Court judge has temporarily barred the Pentagon from transferring a Guantanamo detainee back home to Tunisia. This appears to be the first ruling of its kind for a Guantanamo detainee. The judge, Gladys Kessler, says that Mohammed Abdul Rahman cannot be sent back to Tunisia because he might suffer irreparable harm there, and the judge means torture. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam has been following this case. She's with us now. Jackie, what can you tell us about this particular prisoner?
Well, Mohammed Abdul Rahman, he is from Tunisia originally. He fled that country. He had problems there. He ended up in Pakistan, and that's where he was picked up by the U.S. military and taken to Guantanamo, where he's been for about 5 years now. We don't have an exact age on him. However, we do know that he has some serious medical problems, both with his kidneys and with his heart. The U.S. military, the Pentagon, wants to try and send him back to Tunisia, but he is actually protesting this because he says, look, if I go back, I'm going to be tortured. There's no question about it. And so he does not want to go at all.
And why is it that the Pentagon wants to send him back there?
It's part of the whole effort they're trying to do to clear the numbers at Guantanamo. Right now, there are 80 detainees that are cleared to go back to their home countries, and Mr. Rahman is one of them. The problem is, in some cases like his, is that the detainees do not want to go there. Mr. Rahman was tried in absentia, and he faces 20 years of prison. I mean, there are very genuine concerns that he could be tortured or abused or somehow persecuted. But there are many other prisoners at Guantanamo who are cleared to go, and the State Department simply can't get rid of them. Their home countries or countries where they had taken up residence before they were captured do not want them back. So this is just one of the many challenges that the Pentagon is trying to face as they clear the numbers.
Now, Human Rights Watch, a spokesman for Human Rights Watch, today put out a statement celebrating this decision, saying it's the first time that a court has stopped the Pentagon from transferring one of these detainees back to where it wanted them to go. Is this, in fact, a big ruling for the human rights community and a big thing on behalf of the detainees?
Well, it is for the human rights community and certainly for the detainees as well, but it's not a definitive ruling by any stretch of the imagination. This is a temporary blocking, a temporary injunction. What it says is that the judge wants to wait to see what comes out of the Supreme Court oral arguments later this year as to whether the Guantanamo detainees can challenge their detentions at Guantanamo in U.S. courts. If the Supreme Court decides that they cannot do it, then the prisoners don't have any rights. And in fact, in that case, by extension, somebody like Mr. Rahman would be sent back to Tunisia. So it's sort of an interim decision right now. And frankly, the Justice Department has come out and said, look, we don't think Judge Kessler has jurisdiction in this, you know, in this argument as well. So it is by no means the end of the story here.
NPR national security correspondent Jackie Northam. Jackie, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.